You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for this time to commune with you. We thank you, God, for this time to fellowship with you. We thank you for this time, oh God, of abiding in your presence. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Hallelujah. Prayer is our practice. Prayer is our position. Prayer is our lifestyle. Prayer is our way. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity that in this, I'm feeling in like the Holy Spirit communicate, like this is, we know the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And it's something about in this communication with God, amen, that we are able to stir our faith, grow in our faith, be reminded to walk by faith. Yes, to be reminded that the just shall live by faith. This is yet another place, another way of hearing the voice of the Lord, being in the breath of God, drawing near to God. This is where we get our instructions. This is where we lay our weight. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaraya at his feet. This is where we cast our cares. Yes, God. This is where we present ourselves a living sacrifice. This is where our minds is renewed. Hallelujah. This is where we receive wisdom. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. This is true, because it is at the place of communication with God. It is at the place where God visits Solomon in his dream, in that place of communication. Prayer is communication, that Solomon asked for wisdom, and on earth he got wisdom, and on earth he got riches, and on earth he got the glory of God manifested in a tangible way, that even the Queen of Sheba came to see the wisdom. Hallelujah. Today we're asking you, God, for wisdom. Hallelujah. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, for wisdom in a business ventures, wisdom on a workplace, wisdom, hallelujah, as we go to and fro. We need wisdom in the matters. We need wisdom, hallelujah, we need your wisdom. We're asking for your wisdom. And the Bible tells us in James that we ask for wisdom, and that you give out generously. And so I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the outpour of wisdom. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for the wisdom within the family matters, for the wisdom within the friendship matters, with the wisdom within the marriage matters, the wisdom in the waiting matters, the wisdom in the prayerful matters. We thank you, oh God, for wisdom in the financial matters, wisdom, hallelujah, resaya kandiria, on which way to go, wisdom. We thank you, God, wisdom for the ministry matters, wisdom for the stepping out on faith matters, God, wisdom, judgment, discernment, understanding, knowledge, revelation. We're seeking you for today. We're asking you for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, resaya, rokondia, rabasanda, rebokondia. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Listen, Lord God, we are slow to move in your wisdom. Let us be sober-minded to move in wisdom, hallelujah, and not in emotion. Let us be sober-minded to move and decide in wisdom, oh God, and not in the abundance of feelings. Oh God, let us be sober-minded to move in your wisdom, hallelujah, and not the voided place. Oh God, let us be sober-minded, hallelujah, to move in your wisdom, Heavenly Father, and not in angst. Jesus, let us be sober-minded, Heavenly Father, to move in wisdom and not out of that place of being overwhelmed and not out of that place of trying to escape the fire. Hallelujah. Not out of that place to try to hurry up and rush up out of and get ourselves up out of this lion's den. Hallelujah, God. Let us be sober-minded to move in your wisdom, to allow wisdom, Resa Tabasaya, to have her perfect way in our life. Let wisdom, Karabosia, be the lens which we look out of. Oh yes, hallelujah, 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 Karabosundiria. Lord God, let us be sober-minded, hallelujah, sober-minded that we're not drunk in desire. Yes, God, drunk in our desires, drunk in our lust, drunk in our need, hallelujah. And making decisions from a foolish place, and making decisions from a lacking place. Oh God, and moving and deciding, yes, and moving and deciding in from a place of leaning our own understanding. Ooh, Lord, yes, God. And let us be sober-minded, Heavenly Father, sober-minded in moving, in deciding, and even the wisdom to remain when everything by sight may say move. May everything, when everything by sight, by feelings, by our leaning on our own understanding may say, I'm getting up out of this. This is not okay. Resaya katia bakandarabo soya. Wisdom. 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 We need the wisdom, your wisdom to know, to move, your wisdom to know when to go, your wisdom to know when to leave, your wisdom to know, oh, that I'm to cleave, your wisdom, 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 God. Somebody say wisdom. Woo! Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father, for wisdom. Thank you, Heavenly Father, your wisdom be our portion. Let us remember that God will use the foolish things to confound the wise. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must be in the spirit to recognize wisdom, because if we try to step out of the spirit, we may not recognize the work in the movement of wisdom. Yes, God. We may misidentify wisdom. If God's ways are not like our ways and his thoughts are not like our thoughts, and he takes the foolish things and the less things and the weak things, hallelujah, to confound the strong and to confound the wise. Lord Jesus, let us thank you for this place of being in the spirit, and thank you, oh God, for teaching us, hallelujah, how to move and reminding us how to move according to wisdom. And I thank you, even Heavenly Father, that as you increased, come on, y'all, as you increase Jesus in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man, increase us, increase us, increase your son, increase your daughter in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Here we go, James. Here we go. Kayatare bo sandiria. Glory to your name, O God. James chapter 1 in verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to men liberally. And upbraideth not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without reproach, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Heavenly Father, we ask for wisdom. Wisdom, amen, hallelujah, that we will be stable-minded and steadfastly minded, hallelujah, by faith and in faith and with faith. I'm reminded that Abraham, the Bible tells us that he was steadfastly minded concerning the things that you spoke to him. Lord God, we're asking for wisdom today, and we believe and we receive the wisdom. I thank you, oh God, for a wisdom that is tangible, wisdom that is materialized, a wisdom, hallelujah, that produces a rich, sweet fruit within. Thank you for the wisdom, Heavenly Father. Ooh, Lord, thank you for wisdom. We need wisdom. We need wisdom. We need wisdom even to keep us from the wavering place, a wisdom to keep us out of the double-minded place. Let wisdom let us listen to wisdom. Let us abide in wisdom. You are our wisdom. Kaya tarebo kuroso kurosi ya tarabasaya resaya tabagodia. Let wisdom be our way. Let wisdom have its beautiful, perfect work in our life. Wisdom, let us submit to the wisdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Resata bagadia. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O God, for the preciousness of wisdom, a wisdom that is better than silver and gold, a wisdom that is more precious than rubies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says in Proverbs, ooh, come on, come on. Proverbs chapter 3:15 speaks about wisdom. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us be sober-minded from all the things that we can desire, for wisdom is far greater. Wisdom is far richer. Wisdom is far better. Wisdom is far joyous. Wisdom is far healthier. Amen. Hallelujah. Resaya. Rebokotia. Her ways of pleasantness. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Wisdom. This is wisdom we're talking about. Hold on. Listen. Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand. Come on. Wisdom. And her left hand, riches and honor. Ooh. Verse 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. This is wisdom. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Wisdom. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. Lord God, thank you. By your wisdom, I thank you that you are causing us to come into that we are finding our life. The Bible talks about in the Gospels, Jesus says that anyone shall that we lose our life. In losing our life in Christ Jesus is where we find our life. Amen. And anyone that we findeth our life, we shall lose it. We hold on to our life, we lose it. But when we lose our life to Christ Jesus, we find it. Wisdom is I'm losing my life, amen, that I may come into life and life more abundantly. What is it, God, that we are holding on to, hallelujah, and exalting over you, Heavenly Father? Let wisdom do an inventory on our life. Let wisdom do an audit on our heart, on our mind, on our tongue, on our soul. Harabasaya, rebayandarobokotia, rabasandaya, rebosoya, and bring us into a healthiness, and bring us into a beauty, and bring us into a peace, and bring us into a pleasantness. Oh God, oh God, oh God. And bring us into a rich, a wealth and a riches, hallelujah, that we never even thought or imagined. And I'm speaking of a wealth and riches both materially and immaterially, tangibly and intangibly. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. The Bible says in verse 21, B, it says, keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Ooh, whichever way I turn, I'm seeing wisdom. We're seeing wisdom, blinded by wisdom, influenced by wisdom, filled with wisdom. Yep, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying wisdom. She is precious to us. That is what we need, amen, in this time. And that is what we receive in this time. God, we receive your wisdom to function in that new assignment. Hallelujah. We may not have the qualifications, for God has qualified us. We may not have the experience, for our experience is found in God. We may not have all the finances, for our finances are found in God, but yet wisdom says, go forth. Wisdom says, we are able. Wisdom says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Wisdom says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Wisdom says, to leap out on faith. Wisdom says, be still and know that I am God. Wisdom says, ooh, Jesus. Listen, verse 22, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. 23, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Wisdom will keep us from a stumbling. Hallelujah. That may be a pursuit in our own vein will cause us to stumble. Woo, Lord God, hallelujah. Keep us from stumbling, Heavenly Father. Keep us, hallelujah, from repeating resaya tabasia, the same test, but give us wisdom to pass the test, to complete the assignment, to fulfill the mission. Oh God, may we have a wisdom. Resatiria, when thou liest down, verse 24, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. We thank you, oh God, and receive the sweet sleep, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for blessing and sending legions of your angels, ministering angels to minister to us in the sleep place where the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy in the sleep place. Hallelujah. We rebuke in the works of Satan. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for wisdom in the sleep place and introducing us to a sweet sleep, a restorative sleep. We thank you for the vision and dreams that we that you have with us in the sleep place. Yes, we see it time and time again that you communicate with your people, your children in the sleep place. And so, God, we just thank you even now. We thank you even now, oh God. We thank you even now. The Bible says in verse 35 of chapter 3 of Proverbs, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. We thank you, oh God, that we are walking in wisdom, that we find ourselves wise, inheriting your glory. In chapter 4, Proverbs, verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Wisdom, even right now, I hear wisdom will not always align with emotions. Wisdom, the voice of wisdom will speak a thing that the voice of feelings is not speaking. They will contradict, oppose one another. Whose voice? What voice are we listening to? Are we following? Thank you, oh God, for the sobriety that comes via wisdom. Hallelujah. Resakatare bayanda. Rebokoturu basiya. I thank you that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, we're getting wisdom. And with all that getting, we're getting understanding. Ah, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy wisdom, getting understanding. Exalt her in verse 8 of Proverbs 4, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. Yes, hello, we're talking about wisdom. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she shall deliver to thee. We're talking about wisdom. Look at the riches, the beauty, the fruit of wisdom. Verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. Ooh, how do we know which way to go? Wisdom will inform us. Wisdom will tell us. Ah, thank you, God. The wisdom of God's word, the wisdom of his truth, the wisdom of his way, the wisdom of his statutes, the wisdom of his teachings, the wisdom of his commandments, the wisdom in the surrender, the wisdom in the submission, the wisdom in the denying self, taking up our cross and following God, the wisdom in forsaking all and following Christ Jesus, the wisdom in fearing God and doing his commandments, oh, the wisdom in obeying his voice, the wisdom in walking by faith, hallelujah, and not by sight, for it is impossible to please God without faith. The wisdom. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Remember, Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit brought me back to the beginning of Proverbs 3, where in the wisdom of the teaching, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Wisdom says, trust God and lean not on our own understanding. So God, we're choosing to trust you when we don't see it, when it doesn't make sense, when it's not logical, when it doesn't add up. Hallelujah. What do they say? When the math is not mathing. Your math maths all the time. Hallelujah. You take zero, multiply it by you, God, and we got a multitude. We got abundance. We got increase. So, of course, we're going to follow you. That makes sense. Hallelujah. It makes sense to listen and obey. For Resayaba Sataraya, your math will take the little of two fish and five loaves, and your math will take, I just have a little oil in the book of Kings, when the prophet goes to the widow woman, hallelujah, Resokotia, who is in debt, oh Jesus, and they're about to take her sons as bond servants, hallelujah, Resaya, to pay the debt, hallelujah, and no wisdom. I have a little oil. The math of God will take the little oil and follow the instruction of wisdom to go borrow vessels and not a few, and it will multiply the little, hallelujah, to a more than enough, to paid in full all the debt and have more than have enough to live on. Amen. The little will take the two fish and the five loaves. The two fish and the five loaves of our energy. The two fish and the five loaves of our faith. The two fish and the five loaves of our joy. The two fish and the five loaves of our peace. The two fish and the five loaves of our finances. The two fish and the five loaves of our help. Ah, yerala sokotia. And multiply, hallelujah, to feed over 5,000 people. Over. That's the men. They count. That's the men that we counted. What about the women that we didn't count? What about the children that we didn't count? Oh, come on, somebody. And then they still had 12 baskets left over. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are coming in two. That we are moving in the instructions of wisdom, hallelujah, that will take us into a more than enough, overflowing. Our cup runneth over. Ooh, I hear the Lord. A wisdom that he prepares our table, prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy. How do I find my way to this table? How do I take a seat at the table? A wisdom. How am I not distracted by the enemies? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Karabasia, Resaya is a wisdom. Wisdom, hallelujah. Some of the enemies, they have a seat at the table. They've been invited to the table. Let's stop focusing on the enemies, and let's focus on the King of Kings, the King of Kings, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Ah, yes, God. Woo! Jesus, Karierabo Soto Urbusia. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom in the instruction. Now, this is a foolish instruction. This is an unusual instruction. This is a strange instruction, but yet wisdom is informing me, oh, I ought to follow this. Thank you, God, for wisdom. We're lacking in wisdom. And on this day, we're receiving wisdom. Let our cups overflow with wisdom. Ooh, we thank you that wisdom is bringing us into health, and wisdom is bringing us into laughter, and wisdom is bringing us into beauty for ashes and a oil of joy for mourning, and wisdom is bringing us into the truth, and wisdom is a transformative agent. Oh, Jesus. Let wisdom says, says, informs us that God is transforming the person, that God is transforming the thing. Oh, yes, God. Wisdom told Ananias, pray for my son Saul. He called him his son. Oh, Jesus. Okay, here we go. Jesus, yes, the Lord, God called Saul his son before on the earth he looked like his son. Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Wisdom is say pray. Wisdom is say is saying intercede. Wisdom is saying don't give up. Wisdom is saying, is reminding us and saying, what did God say? Ooh! Wisdom is informing us on whose report to believe. Whose report are we going to believe? Wisdom says Yahweh's report. Believe Yahweh's report. Listen to Yahweh's report. Abide in Yahweh's report. Meditate on Yahweh's report. Follow the instructions and the prescription of Yahweh's report. Oh, Lord, thank you. Yes, God, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you. You know what else wisdom is telling us? Wisdom is telling us to stop focusing on the speck in another's eye and focus on the beam in our own eye. You know what wisdom is telling us? Wisdom is saying practice forgiving, flow in forgiveness, flow in the mercy, in the sharing of the mercy that God so generously shares with us every day. It's new mercy. Wisdom. You know what wisdom is saying? Wisdom is saying, seek me first. Wisdom is saying, run to me first. Wisdom is saying, speak to me about it and hold fast to speaking to man until I release you. Oh, yes, God. Wisdom is saying, yes, you can change it and solve it if you want to. But wisdom says, I'm going to let God solve this. I'm going to let God change this. I'm going to let God fix. I'm going to wait and listen for God. I'm going to make sure that I'm aligned with wisdom. And Lord God, as you surely pour out generously wisdom, my prayer, our prayer is that you teach us how to flow in wisdom, how to stay in wisdom. I thank you, oh God, for bringing us into understanding of a wisdom that we didn't have, didn't know to have until you brought us into it. Let wisdom be the ornament of our life, be the ornament of our body, be the ornament of our mind, be the ornament of our hearts, be the ornament of our soul, God. Thank you for wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you for moving in extraordinary ways, ordinary ways via wisdom, Lord. I thank you that even in the simplicity of wisdom, let us be so sensitive that we're catching even in the simplicity of wisdom. Wisdom says to repent. Wisdom says, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We repent of our sins. Wisdom says to change the way we're thinking about some things. So, Lord God, help us to change the way we think. Help us to change the way we see. Give us a correct perspective, oh God. Lord God, cleanse out our lens that we're not seeing out of hurt or seeing out of trust issues or seeing out of brokenness or seeing out of trauma or seeing out of rejection or seeing out of disappointment or seeing out of resakati arabasaya being betrayed or seeing out of a place of being lied to. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're not seeing out of a place of lack. We're not seeing out of a thirsty place. Come on, somebody. We're not seeing out of a hungry place. But yeah, but in wisdom, we're seeing out of wisdom, and you're satisfying the hungers and the thirst, that we shall be filled and overflowing, and then creating even more hunger and thirst of wholeness. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That we're not seeing out of place of pride. We're not seeing out of place of ego. We're seeing out of place of wisdom, of humility and meekness. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, that the wisdom is washing us, cleansing us, cleaning out our eyes, that we're not, even our spiritual eyes, that we're not seeing out of a place of karebo soya, wanting. The Bible says that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing, that we have no wants. Let us not move out of a place of wants, but moving out of a place of you filling us up. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that we're seeing out of wisdom and not seeing out of a place of, if it's not one thing or another. If it's not one thing, it's another. I thank you, oh God, that we're seeing out of place of wisdom and not a place of, oh, I'm tired. I thank you, oh God, that we're seeing out of place of wisdom and not a place of faint. Lord God, I thank you, oh God, for tending to those places where we are faint, tending to those places where we are weary. Hydrate us with your living water. Nourish us with your daily bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Nourish us, Lord. Nourish us to life and life more abundantly. Nourish us to health. Nourish us to joy. Nourish us to peace. Nourish us, oh God. Hallelujah. Out of that diseased place. Nourish us, oh God. Nourish us with your healing grace. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Woo, Lord, thank you. Yes, hallelujah, we say thank you. Hallelujah, we say thank you. Let wisdom be our teacher. And let us be humble enough to be the student to wisdom. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Even if that looks like on the earth to the natural eye, we don't know what we're doing and where you at, where you going, what move did you make. Even if the in the natural it's not making sense. Let us be the students to wisdom. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, we need wisdom. We need wisdom. Let us be encouraged by wisdom. Thank you, God, for wisdom. Oh, Lord, thank you. My God, my God, my God in heaven, thank you. My God, my God, my God in heaven, thank you. Our God, our God, our God in heaven, we thank you. Yes, we're thanking you now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Resaya taraboso torobosikia. Hallelujah, Rebasa Tarabokorosa Taraya Rabasaya. Hallelujah, Rebakia Tarabokorosa Taraya. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for wisdom. Yes, God. We thank you, O God. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. We thank you, O God. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, O God. We thank you for a fresh anointing. We thank you, O God, that anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens, O God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Resa Tabagadia. We thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you for your word, O God. We thank you for your word, O God. As Solomon asked for wisdom, so do we. As you gave wisdom, as you answered Solomon's ask, I thank you that you're answering our ask and exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. I thank you that this is a speech that pleases you, Lord. That as Solomon's, as his speech pleased you, God, in his asking, I thank you that we are pleasing you in our asking. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that may we please you in our walk by faith. May we please you in our live by faith. My God, my God, my God who art in heaven, thank you. I thank you. We thank you that you are making ways out of no way. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom that giveth us discernment, even the most keen of discernment, a discernment that is even supernatural, an understanding that is even supernatural, and we thank you for it. And we bless you for it, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We're agreeing with the wisdom of heaven. What does the wisdom of heaven say? That's what we're agreeing with. That's what we're surrendering to. That's what we're abiding in. That's what we're moving in. We thank you. And we bless your name. And we bless your beautiful name. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.